Booyah Yankee baseball tonight. The first of a four-game series against the Boston Red Sox. 7:15 first pitch. Yankee Sox. More on that a little bit later on. As well as an appearance from the legendary Bad Tiki, who makes his return. Made his return last week. He'll be with us at 4:30. Now, Sean Morash tweeted something out the other day. Most of you probably didn't see it, so I will do the best to describe it. And that was after the Giants lost week one, embarrassingly, to the Minnesota Vikings. Sean went on his kick that the Giants have to just tank, lose a bunch of games, so they could draft a quarterback. So he created these wonderful images on social media. One that says, arson the season for Carson, that's the reason. And he's talking about the guy from Georgia.
Carson Beck.
So he has this cool image of arson the season for Carson, that's the reason. And then he's got one, don't win for Quinn. Of course, he's talking about Quinn Ewers. So Sean put that out there, you know, and a Giant legend, a man who is ranked in the top 100. You want me to tell you the number?
Uh-huh.
Nice. 69.
Of course.
Nice. The great Brandon Jacobs saw this and says, this is uncalled for. And I agree. So, ladies and gentlemen, Giant legend Brandon Jacobs to lecture our man, Sean Morash. Brandon, thank you very much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me, fellas. I really appreciate you guys.
What's up, BJ?
Oh, Teak, man, just here, man, living life, man, or as most say, letting life live.
I hear you. So tell me why you were so upset, or tell Sean, not me, because I didn't do this. This was Sean putting wood on the fire.
It didn't really upset me as much as week one. We're talking about week one. Yes, Daniel Jones played bad. He did not have a great game. The line blocked pretty well. I thought the line looked really good. They didn't run the ball that well, but Daniel Jones played bad. He's a human being. He is a human being. He had a bad game. Peak, I've had bad games. You've had bad games.
Doubt.
Everybody, they have had bad, you know, bad games. Yes, Daniel Jones has had his share of bad games, obviously, but it's week one. And I think going into panic in week one, I think it's not warranted. You know, yes, they tired of looking at Daniel Jones. Yeah, Eli Manning gave you two Super Bowls, right?
Yep.
But Eli Manning had bad games as well. they wanted him to be gone, too.
That's true.
Know, it's true. And now you're talking about taking a chance and getting a guy from college, tanking for a guy from college. Well, check this out. The San Francisco 49ers, I think, has had a very good last two or three years with a guy who's Mr. Irrelevant. They didn't tank for him. They just took a chance. They had to take a chance because they had injuries. You know, I wish people would take pages out of the 49ers book when they're not forced to.
Yeah.
Let's try to draft a guy in the fifth, sixth round and give him an opportunity and see what he does.
Oh, so you mean you like Tommy DeVito? That's what that sounds like.
Well, I mean, I'm not gonna go as far as saying all of that. I think
my bad, BJ. I don't want to put words in your mouth. My bad.
yes, you most definitely. But I think Tommy DeVito gave the Giants fans a little bit of excitement. One, the guys from Jersey. He's from Jersey, so that had a lot to do with it.
Right.
Right? He came in that thing playing with some swagger. He threw the ball around. He made some plays on his feet. You know, that's what they wanted to see. You know, they wanted to see anybody taking a snap under center butt eight, and that's what Tom did.
Right. Sean, what do you have to say for yourself?
Well, first of all, Brandon, nothing but respect, but with all due respect, as a Giant fan here, all right? Look, if you're telling me they get the next Brock Purdy in the seventh round, I sign up for it. I know the draft's a crapshoot, but I can't do this anymore. To me, Daniel Jones looked like more than one game at this point. It looks like he's mentally broken. And the way the NFL is trending, they have a whole separate problem where they don't have a lottery. All of these teams trip all over themselves, and the top quarterbacks, like we've seen the last couple of years, go 1, 2, 3, something like that. And the Giants have more holes to fill that I don't necessarily love the idea of them trading up. I'm not telling you the players, by all means, or the coaches should give up, but I'm talking about from a fan's perspective. If it's going to look like that, and he's going to be that mentally broken, I look at all of these teams in the NFL and just know, we as a fan base are not going to see quality football. It doesn't matter who the other 52 guys are, until we find a quarterback that is not playing scared. He's too scared, Brandon. I'm tired of it.
I understand what you're saying. Obviously, I do. But he's our quarterback. And what are we going to do about it? Tell me which quarterback that got drafted in this last draft who knocked it out the park this past time.
No, I agree with that. None. But Brandon, that's what scares me too, because no matter what, when you draft a rookie quarterback, unless it's C.J. Stroud, I know that that rookie year is going to go through growing pains. But the faster we get to that rookie year and deal with that year of growing pains, the faster this organization can get back to the glory days of when you were there. Brandon, think about this. You are an all-time Giant. Evan just said, number 69 on the list.
Nice.
Two Super Bowl rings. All of that. You owe your career. You worked your ass off, and we love you for that. If you played your whole career and were dealing with, like, Brady Quinn at quarterback and not Eli, you don't nearly have the memories you have. It's almost unfair to the other 52 guys on the roster that it's another year of this.
I understand everything you're saying. I'm not saying you're wrong. Yes, the guy played like
Oh, I love VJ. I love you, VJ. That's awesome.
I understand that. Yes, yeah. He didn't look great standing in the pocket. I understand all of that. But he is who we have. And to continue downing him when he's reading and listening to all of this, it's like we don't ever want him to do good.
You're right.
We don't ever want the guy to do good. He has to live with this. He has to play in this franchise for the rest of the season. How about support the guy and try to, encourage him the best you can? Because he is who we have.
All right.
And just be careful with the curses. By the way, I curse plenty on Sunday as well with the same word. So, look, there's two things can be true, right? I'm going to sit down on Sunday like I do every week, and I'm going to root so hard for Daniel Jones to succeed. But then there's also that reality part of what ultimately is Daniel Jones suddenly going to light bulb go off, become one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the league and lead this team to the promised land? So I think two things can be true. We could support him. There's nothing you could do right now, but ultimately understand, and that's all I was putting out there, that honestly, I can't feel the sting of the pain of the losses as much anymore. I understand that might ultimately get us nearer to our goal is by losing games. So I'm going to root for him to win. I'm going to root for Daniel Jones to succeed. But in the back of my mind, I know what I put out there ultimately is probably the quickest path to success again for this franchise. So I think two things can be true.
Okay, so let's go to the draft. Let's play GM.
Mm-hmm.
Who in this draft at quarterback who's coming out of college this year could be someone that you think that will take the Giants in the next 2 years to the promised land, 3 years to the promised land, outside of Carson Beck?
I like Quinn Ewers from Texas, and I'm intrigued by Cam Ward from Miami.
Shedeur Sanders?
I like Shedeur Sanders. I didn't like the way he handled himself post-game in Nebraska, so I'm putting him to the side right now.
Yeah, good point. By the way, BJ, real quick, where's your son going?
My son is going to Clemson.
Clemson?
Wow.
He's going to Clemson.
BJ's kid is a big boy.
I'm not surprised.
Big time.
Well, he's
a left tackle, right?
Left tackle. He's standing 6'8", 330-ish.
He's 17.
That's a good boy, man.
He's 17.
Wow.
Yeah, but listen, I have my problems with him as well. I'm dealing with some issues with him right now, too. He don't understand what I'm telling him when I need him to kill people.
He needs that BJ killer instinct.
Yeah, he needs to plant them into the ground. It's so easy for him to get his block.
Right.
And he don't have to really work. Like, he just put his hand out there and the running back passed by.
Right.
He's okay with that. I'm not okay
with
that.
Right. Wow. Brandon's the guy I had to tell to stop taking all the hits. Like, BJ, you're not going to play long if you take all them hits. So he did it selectively. Most of the time when he was taking my touchdowns away.
Yes.
But it's all good.
You can't say I'm taking touchdowns away. What I consistently told all of you guys, you, Amani, all of y'all, you guys got to work on your speed. You break away and get down the field and get stopped at the one. That's not my fault.
That's a fair point. That's a good point.
That's true.
Is there any point this year, we're talking to the great Brandon Jacobs, where you as a Giant fan now would say, you know what, we're better off losing. The season's over. We suck. I want to get a higher pick. Like, is there any point now on the other side of things where you would understand that, hey, let's lose, we're better off?
No, there's nothing in me to say that. Because you know what? I think we put too much on the quarterback position, number one. If I was a GM, I would never take a quarterback with my first pick. There is a plenty of guys in the draft, later on in the draft, that you can give an opportunity to. See, there's great quarterbacks in the draft that get drafted to teams with really good quarterbacks who never get an opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
And their confidence is gone after 3 or 4 years, so you never really know what it is that they have. And no, I'm not saying everybody's a San Francisco 49ers team that go get a guy and everybody gets hurt. But that's the only time a guy that gets drafted in the 5th or 6th round as a quarterback can get an opportunity if somebody gets hurt. I would like the Giants personally go after a guy mid draft and give him an opportunity to come in and be a starter for you, and you never know what happens.
Right. It's all about the
quarterback with your number one pick.
So much of it is a circumstance. Some of them at BJ is a circumstance. It's who's teaching them. Who's the head coach? Who's the quarterback coach? Who's the offensive coordinator? Who can make it, I don't want to say easy. You know, Tom Brady said this, and I'm sure you saw these comments where he said quarterbacking has been dumbed down in the NFL. Who cares if it's dumbed down? It's letting these guys be successful.
That's it.
Right? I mean, just, yeah. And so much of playing this game is about knowing, or not even knowing, just thinking you can do it. Like, as soon as you think you can do it, nobody could tell you nothing at that
nobody
point.
Nobody could tell you otherwise.
Right. And so quarterbacks in particular need to be in situations where they have easy early success. And that's, to me, coaching.
Yeah. No, you're right about that.
And you know what? And I think the 49ers have the weapons around Purdy to make him look great, and a good coach, you know, to develop him. You know, but I'm just not a fan of all of this quarterback $500 million. I'm not a fan of all of that with the quarterback, because if you take so many people off of that team, then they can't be who they are.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, part of why Niners...
I'm just not a fan of the quarterback getting all of his attention.
And think about the Niners' success. Brock Purdy has a cap hit of like $1 million.
Right.
Yeah, so they haven't paid him yet, and it allows them to pay everybody else, including a running back like Christian McCaffrey, and they're loaded with talent.
Right, and that team is good.
Yeah.
The team is good. They're always there, you know, I guess, and that's why, because they haven't given the quarterback $250 million with 125 of that guaranteed, and now you've killed your cap, and now you can't pay anyone else, and now you're back picking first.
I'm
a quarterback that you just paid all of that money for.
I'm very glad that you did this, because every time Tiki tries to tell Sean, or even I try to tell Sean, he doesn't listen to us. But I think you have gotten through to him, Brandon, and we very much appreciate that.
Thank you, BJ.
I don't think I got through to Sean. He's very on it. Like, you can hear it in his voice.
You definitely didn't, Brandon, but I still respect what he's trying.
Thank you, Brandon.
Hey, Brandon, good luck to Braden, and tell Quinn and wifey I said hello.
Thank you. All right, you guys have a good one.
Thank you, man. The great Brandon Jacobs. Now, I have a scoreboard for the Lugash debate series that keeps track when they have debates. It's currently 2-1 Morash. I've added Jacobs. So now it's 1 for Jacobs, 0 for Morash. Would you agree that Brandon won that debate?
I would agree.
Yeah, kicked your ass.
Reason.
My ass? He thinks we're going to get Brock Purdy. What, is he nuts?
Well, I didn't agree with everything he said.
But I mean, you never know.
I mean...